The main question, they say, is whether the Air Force's mistake impacted the procurement process in any way, or whether the mix-up gave one vendor an advantage over another. The Pentagon says no, but seven senators have sent a letter to the Defense Department's Inspector General asking for an investigation into that question. The Air Force's remedy was to send copies of the data that one contractor saw to both Boeing and EADS, the vendors bidding on the $35 billion buy. But Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin acknowledged at the end of last week's hearing that that may not have cure the problem.
I have no opinion on this question, but it seems to me it could be an issue as to whether or not the exchange of the same information advantages one party more than the other for whatever reasons could exist. The intent to level the playing field is clear, but whether it succeeds or not is a different issue. But I think we have to at least leave open that possibility.
Levin was not a signatory to the letter. It was drafted by Washington Senator Maria Cantwell and signed by six other colleagues, most of whom also have big Boeing business in their states. The letter asked DOD's Inspector General to find out whether the data disclosure violated Procurement Integrity Act or Federal Acquisition Regulation rules. An Air Force general testified at last week's hearing that it did not, but the letter claims DOD sent the wrong witnesses to the hearing and that their knowledge was extremely limited. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.